morning. Most of you were expecting to see Kerry Jackson here today, but I'm recently in post in the last couple of months. And I have been with RNIB for about 8 years, so I do actually know quite a lot in this room. But there's a lot of people I haven't met yet, and I haven't met in this new post. So please come and say hello so that we can get to know each other. Gwyn, your mention of Parkin was so relevant because the first conference I came to here, Sarah Rakira was the director of RNIB, and I eventually parked my car. And we finished the conference, and Sarah had to get back to the office. I said, I'll give you a lift. And we wandered the streets of Cathays till we eventually got a taxi which drove us round the streets of Cathays till we found my car. So it wasn't a great start to my employment with our library, but it's okay after that. So I'm talking to you today about the Wales Vision Strategy. And RNIB is a member, so I'm not talking from RNIB. So the Wales Vision Strategy is part of Vision 2020, the Right to Sight. And that is a global initiative to end avoidable sight loss. And they're looking to see a world in which nobody is needlessly visually impaired, where those with unavoidable vision loss can achieve their potential. So this carries on across the UK. We've got the UK Vision Strategy, and we also have it in Scotland and Wales. See if I can work this machine. Okay, so the partners in the most recent iteration of the strategy is the Wales Vision Forum, which is the third sector VI sector in Wales. It's also the Welsh Government, particularly around eye health, Optometry Wales, the Royal College of Nursing, Care and Repair Cymru, Accessible Design Solutions, and the Welsh Local Government Association. We have got three main priorities: to improve the nation's eye health and end avoidable sight loss, to improve sport across social care services, and to create an inclusive society for all. So under each of these priorities, we've looked to see what can we actually do in Wales? What change can we make happen as a sector and in any stakeholders? So one of our main priorities, and for the most of the people in this room, is that people in Wales have timely access to treatment in eye care services to stop people losing their sight unnecessarily. And the second, as Owen was just talking about, is that people in Wales understand how to look after their eyes and have regular sight tests to prevent avoidable sight loss. Our next main area is to improve access across social care services. We want to make sure that everyone affected by sight loss has got access to the support they need. And our priority this year is looking at habilitation and rehabilitation services. And I believe later today we're having some talks on that as well. And one of the largest areas in terms of creating an equal society is transport for people in Wales. So we want to make sure that the transport infrastructure is fully accessible for people with sight loss. And to do that, we're working with Transport for Wales and Welsh Government to make sure people can go out and about when they want to and it's accessible. Education. We're working through the Additional Learning Needs Bill to make sure that young people, children coming through the education system have got the support they need, and particularly looking at the support from QTDIs and also in social as well as education. The built environment is a priority for everyone we speak to with sight loss. So what we want to do is to look to a world where blind and partially sighted people are able to live and move around safely and independently in inclusive environments, including homes, communities and streets. And that, for example, would be to do with any planning situations that are going on in local authorities and having the voice of people with sight loss heard. Poverty. We know that many people are living in poverty that have sight loss. In Wales, we've just finished a project, and in 3 years, we supported blind and partially sighted people to bring in £13 million of unclaimed benefits. 50% of people with sight loss were not getting their benefit entitlement. So we were working with the EWP and Capita and all these organisations and bringing people's voice and their experiences so that we can help to change and inform how that system works. leisure facilities and activities. We know that many people can't access leisure activities and facilities. So at the moment, Cardiff Institute for the Blind has a lottery project, and they're aiming to change that and provide good practice guidance for the leisure sector so that people can access leisure activities. Technology. We all know that technology is huge in terms of independence, and we're working with the co-op, with Community of Wales, to try and make sure that technology is fundamentally in what people with sight loss can achieve and can access. Accessible information. We all know that's an issue. So we want people to be able to receive accessible information. And one of the biggest tasks that we're doing this year is trying to support the implementation of the accessible healthcare standards. And having a voice, and this is one of the most important things, is actually bringing the voice of people with sight loss to the table so that you can hear exactly what people have to say about the services they experience. If we achieve it, and there's no reason we should not be able to achieve the strategy, we'll have three main outcomes. One, we'll significantly improve the quality of life for people in Wales. It will positively impact on our health and social care system, and it will also reduce costs to the Welsh and UK economies. So that's a quick roundup of it. If you want to know more, come and speak to Owen, come and speak to myself. We want more partners in this, because the more we contribute, the more we can make things happen. And we're launching the strategy in the 22nd of November at the Senate with the Minister there to launch. So anyone wants to come to that, come to RNIB, because we're organising that. And thank you very much for listening.